the way that she looked at me. I took her hand, pulled her close, then I kissed her. Don't ever leave me, she said in a creepy whisper. My new clingy girlfriend loves to text me all night. My clingy girlfriend is jealous of all kinds of women. My friends, my dog, my Xbox, all of the above gotta be second to my clingy girlfriend. No. Under the sink, I had a drum set I played, but she pawned it. At her friend's wedding, she reached for the bouquet and she caught it. Awkward. She spends her time looking at wedding dresses, rings and cakes and flowers. Yeah, she's kind of obsessed. I think it's time to consider other options. I suspect that she's poking holes in the condoms. Need proof. My clingy girlfriend loves to text me all night. My clingy girlfriend is jealous of all kinds of women. My friends, dog, my Xbox, all of the above gotta be second to my clingy girlfriend. No.
I made her a cupcake to soften the blow, and I told her I'm not ready for this level of commitment. She grabbed for a fork, then stabbed me in the arm and began to pull my hair out while expressing her resentment. And then she told me she would murder my whole family, my coworkers, and the girl who took my order that day at Wendy's. And she set the house on fire and ran screaming right outside, and I felt guilty as the flames reflected off her teary eyes. So I took her back, and now she won't let me have my car or my dog or my beer or my porn, my bathroom, my guitar, my pool table, my camera, my iPhone, my website, my MacBook Pro or my iPad, my vitamins or my coffee maker, the internet or my waffle iron, my tools, my washer, dryer, combo, riding lawnmower, my fuel filter or my PS3 or my sousaphone or my fishing pole or my life.
And I thought that damn light was really fucking bright, so I kept staring at that damn thing, and then I noticed it was getting bigger and moving closer to me. So I pulled out my shotgun and started shooting that damn thing. But that didn't matter none. Then that beam of light came down, started floating up in the air, and then I got about 500 feet off the ground before I got stuck up in that spaceship. Soon I got in there was this alien named Fred. He told me to pull my pants down.
Hey,
of course,
dude.
I didn't comply none, so he yanked it down for me.
Hey,
then he took out this big old anal probe, and he violated me like a damn sheet stuck on a barbed wire fence.
Dude, I gotta go,
that time,
man.
I blacked out from the pain. When I came to, man, I was lying on the floor of the restroom in that bar.
I gotta be on stage in 5 minutes, dude.
And I tell you what, I ain't too familiar with what I was drinking that night. Something called a Rufus Colada. But that's the last time I drank that sumbitch while dancing to the YMCA. Then there was this one sumbitch back in school.